Okay, thank you for rating that. And the next presenter is Anong Su, and he will present the Jiwa's for spinach.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so today is so I want to talk because if you are here, I have 100 people, then I will really excited. I want to talk about my talk is today spinach. So if I come to here, so after the talking, everyone, if we eat more spinach, I'm really happy. So we are successful. We not want to get money. Our Spanish, we too is Spanish believers. In this country, public believers, so far only three. Only three Spanish believers so far. So Carlos and I, then another more, is a Belgian more in the USD. So we are still struggle, but we want to do this kind of research in Spanish. But companies have many companies, especially in Netherlands, Dutch, they have Spanish as well. So this company one is a Spanish one, they are used F1. We are not successful, use F1. We know this kind of money for working F1. We everything is called open pollen. Open pollen. So this kind is it. But open pollen now is a good one for baby leaf, Spanish baby leaf. When you go to Walmart, fresh, you know, so it's a baby leaf. Baby leaf is 40 days, it can cut. So it's very. So I talk this kind of topic. This is not my purpose. I come here, I want to talk. It's not interesting, I want to talk. So I just want to sell Spanish. I want more people eat Spanish. Okay, so I will talk today. So this is a topic, it's a GWAS. Now it's GWAS and genomic selection. This one, why I talk this one? Because everyone talk this one. Because now horticulture, now is a research. Not now. So research, if you are a student, what you want to do it? It's like you do business. Now science, it must combine business. Why? Because everyone, like you are young people, want fashion. So we have to research like fashion. So everyone GWAS and JS, they call the genomic selection is GWAS then GS. Everyone do it because popular. So recently, you can see just 5 years, they have lots of science and niche publication talking about GWAS. So now it's GS selection. So we just want to talk about this one. Level. So I might say learning some in the Bible. So Bible, the Bible, what it is called appreciation. So I usually talk appreciation first. Other people, you got appreciation the last. Why? Because if you're talking, they forget appreciation. I think it's not good. So I always talk about is appreciation first. So this one, thanks is the title. Then thanks is lots of company support. Then working together, lots of people. Then the company, then the ground. The last one, the USDA SCI, we get the money last year. So really happy. So this one. Thanks. Then thanks to the people in my department and my team. So I want to be able to add more people, as more people as possible. Yeah, so this one is my purpose. Okay. So now Spanish. What's the Spanish? Spanish is like human. It's male, female plants is separate. So this one, this side, the male, the female. So it's not a little bit easy to do to research. So this is talk about the economy important. Spanish store is important in this country all over the world. Then especially show you this one because if is American, the one is this one is a very famous movie. The Power is very famous. So I just show this kind is very fun. So I just show you the fun. Spanish have a lots of even have sala these kind of things. So this is a baby leaf in California, Salinas. It's a field. They are growing lots of is a Spanish is this kind. Right now, this is almost 70% product in Salinas, California. So now we talk about why I just get a little bit fast. Just a little bit fast because otherwise you are too many things. This is for overview our project overview. So this is called cultural association mapping. So this is why everyone does the same thing. Soybean, wheat, everyone does the same thing. We do two things. One called cultural, use two parents. This is the develop F2. And now the association is a common. Then we call it genotyping, then analyze cultural mapping, then association mapping, then farm mark, then mark implementation. Then we call it mark implementation. This concept maybe some is not When I 10 years ago, I get a job in Sanjinta. First day, my supervisor said, telling me, your job is mark implementation. It's actually molecular baby. I said, what? How to do? I said, no idea how to do. He said, they are mark already have available. Because company want to save money. If your university develop the mark, we want to save money. We don't need to use it. We don't need money. You have still the mark, use it. So this is so when I have a job, I steal mark from public, can use the company. Company test, if good. But now we call two things. One called mark assistant selection. Second one, genetic selection. So two things. This is molecular breeding. So everything is future. Now molecular breeding how to do? So I tell my students, lazy better. So why? You don't need to do it. Let the company do it for you. Their company can you pay money, company have it. You see, this is a machine, everything machine, learning machine. So this is a one particle. So to do, how to do? So sequencing, like now everything sequencing. My lab, everything moves to sequencing. So beyond PCR, we say no PCR, but actually learning a little bit PCR. So this meaning everything sequence. Sequence have a different level. So most of the level would want whole genome sequence. If your genome do not have sequence, you create a new one. How much create a new one? $20,000 create a new one. So like now, only $20,000 create a new one. Do not have one, create a new one. If you have one, then use the one for different, because whole genome this sequence. This sequence you already have a genome. This sequence 10x count is 5x, even 70%, 10%. Go to genotype sequence, only 10%. Because this one not a good one, because last meeting. So you want to do 10x coverage, so for this sequence. So after that, they have full genome sequence, then find a SNAP, to association, then co-tail mapping.
So this is approach, this is a new approach. You're lazy, better, because this approach, company help you to do it. So this is the one. The next one, what we available now.
So far, we already finished more than 1,000 Spanish for genetic sequence. We are paying $10 to $40 each sample. So after that, you know, to the sequence.
Okay, sorry, thank you. So we are use this approach. So far, we have million SNAP. This is million SNAP in Spanish. Now we move to one disease. One disease today, because I talk one disease. So this is called white loss in Spanish. Texas, the Texas is one colors working this one. So it's a Spanish one. This is a field in Crystal City. This one, we are finished the disease one. This is a show you one. 552 materials. Then first one to genetic diversity analysis. So this one, look like have three structures, three subpopulation. So this one look nice, it's colorful. Then the button is the material from company, then from our own material. Then this one, the disease what look like in the field. So we have found here 21 SNAP association to the white loss. Then we test the SNAP how efficient. It's 80%, so it's really good, really good. And we can use this mark. So this one show you just a table, 21 SNAP, what's look like. This one is just one table. So now talk about one new concept, genomic selection. Recently, 5 years. Now from now to next 5 years, genomic selection will become more popular. Before we call the mark assisted selection for major gene work fine. But for many genes, the mark acid selection is not very efficient because no mark, you need a very huge population. Huge population, no possible. So, genomic selection. Doesn't care the gene, how many genes there. Just use the bleeding value. The bleeding value is high, we pick. So, how many percentage depends on you. So, if you're learning 1,000 plants, you want to pick 10%. Pick 100 plants. So that means watch the percentage breeding value, the higher one is better. So is market selection special for one location, one major gene is work. Since this one doesn't matter, how many doesn't matter. So we usually can, right now we two approach, I'm going to show you. Many people do. So selection, you need a validation, your genomic selection is a good one. Four tests. This one called, how many SNAP, if you have 10,000 SNAP, or even 500,000 SNAP, every snap count is just running the population, calculate the breeding value. Then this one, two approach is the first one, the training set, the validation have two set. The set is the same, if 1,000, it tested 1,000. Then this one, you use half, test another half. Then we are test half. If tested himself, use the results, the breeding value, calculate the breeding value, compare your phenotype results from field. Then you compare it's 88%. Is oh, it's time, okay. So next one is we are half to half is 66%. So this one is good. Then another test. Another test one, we only pick the snap. It's a good one. 8. This one I test 8. The 8 I select 8 one is association. This 8 from GWAS. From GWAS. Then 8 test. 2 tests. From the 1 test himself. 1 half test another half. So it's almost 70%. 70% for this kind of disease is really good. So this is our one approach. Then this one is our everything put together for our another project. It's a USDA project, SCI project. We found the three diseases. We have our 10 professors working together for this one. Okay, this one now, this one is a approach we want to make for create a concept map in Spanish. Spanish do not have a concept map yet, so this is one approach. Then this one want to clone the gene. If we find a gene, want to clone this one. The colors is really good one for Vegas, so gene silence. Now the classification 9, so we will approach this kind in the future. Okay, thank you everyone. Yeah, if you have question, you can ask. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, any kind of question even beyond this talk. Why I'm here, you see. Okay, go ahead. For white lost. It's a white lost in Spanish. Excellent question. He said, ask me why we use genomic selection for white lost in Spanish. Excellent question. Because our research, we did not find the major gene yet. Well, we tested one is the LD, you know, LD value is small. So for many snaps, we found many snaps. Then I pick is 8. Should I down less money? Then so we do the genomic selection. We are think our genomic selection may be efficient. So look like genomic selection is okay. But if for mark selection, maybe not efficient yet. If we find one major gene, yes, for mark selection. So far, we think about your genomic selection may be better. Thank you.
So that genomic selection actually not apply to your breeding
camp? Well, you can use, so far, we haven't started yet. But we in the future, because I'm sure from now to 5 years, this one will become more popular and popular. For you can use in the breeding program. It doesn't matter. We did not test the generation. We only test the breeding line yet. 22 line.
That R squared means that your training population with your practical population. The prediction ratio is 70%.
Yeah. Yes, we are just randomly learning 10 times. So 522, you pick up 20% ask training, or 20% ask validation, 80% like training. This
is
this
way. If it goes more generation, would the practical selection just go by the genomic selection?
Yes.
Do you think that accuracy can be maintained?
Yes. Why? Because if that way, same population may be better. You just pick the breeding value. If we want to keep selection 10%, we just selection 10%. Then it can continue from generation to generation. I believe this approach is work. Only one issue if it doesn't work. Lots of program genomic selection so far is not a good one because they are only use additive affection. They did not, but the new program use additive also. So They use a bleeding value equal, you know, equal additive. Additive, if your additive is strong, should be work fine. But edit dominant, maybe doesn't work well. But yeah, new program will come. So new program will come. Yeah.
How close would you think your SNPs might be to a resistance gene? Like, are they
the cross? Excellent question. So far, I have no idea yet. It's my time, so we can discuss later, anytime. Sure. So I'm very excited for genomic selection. So this new approach should be better than mark selection. Thank you.